What is up, everybody? It is your boy Tay with No Cap the Podcast, and I have a very, very special episode for you. This is a long time in the making. This episode is with a young lady who has inspired a lot of young kids around the state of New York and around the world. This young lady has been on a journey. She is the founding member of the group that I manage, the Galaxy Girls. And today we're just going to talk to her about her journey for the past 2 years. What's been going on with her, and what's next for this young lady. So, without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Ilara. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
All right, don't be shy. It's just we're just talking here. So introduce yourself. How old are you? What grade are you in, or what grade are you going to? And let the people know who you are.
I'm 12 years old. I'm going to seventh grade.
Okay. So what does it mean to be a galaxy girl?
It means like spreading and talking about positive stuff and like talking about kindness and how you should be kind to others.
Okay. So why did you want to be a galaxy girl?
To spread positivity.
Okay, to spread positivity. So, how do you spread positivity when it comes to like having a bad day at school or something like that?
You gotta think about what makes you happy or what made you happy. For example, if you went on vacation like a few months ago or a week ago, or whatever, how long you went on vacation. Just think about that, and then after, you might feel like a little better to spread more positivity than ever. So I'll say this, just think about the good stuff that happened to you to spread more positivity.
Okay, that's a very good answer. So, 2 years ago in 2022, you became one of the founding members of the Galaxy Girls. So, originally there was about four of
Four,
you.
then
Yeah.
two, then one, then three, then
Yeah.
two, then one, and it's forever one.
So, why back in the beginning, where it was just you and Estella, do you remember how many followers you guys had on TikTok?
I think it was like at least 500 or more. Well,
Yeah.
we didn't have 1,000 back then. It was like either like 100 to 500.
Yeah. And it shows that how many followers do you think you have now on
Like
TikTok?
around like 3,000 something followers or 4,000.
Yeah, so that just shows that you guys have had growth, correct? So give me a second. So, when it comes to being a Galaxy Girl now, what are your goals for this upcoming year?
You're talking about 2025 or this year?
2025?
Oh, well, my goal is just to spread positivity, be kind to others, even though they say mean stuff to you, just be kind and stuff like that. Worry about schoolwork, guys. Okay. And don't get distracted.
Schoolwork. What do you want to happen with the Galaxy Girls in 2025?
Our members staying together this time.
Yes, that seems very important. Why is that important to you?
Because it's like every single time we get a new member and then they just leave.
Excuse me. Yes, that's true. And they leave not because they don't like you or the group, but they just don't understand. But the Galaxy Girls, they are still a thing, guys. They are still a dance group, but it won't only just be dance. We're going to change it to fostering talents. That means if you like playing baseball, if you like playing basketball, if you like acting, singing, dancing, if you like doing any of that stuff, that's what the Galaxy Girls are about. Also, the Galaxy Girls is going under a name change. Instead of the Galaxy Girls, we're opening it up to all kids. So it's going to be called the Galaxy Kids. So what's important about that is Ilara here is a founding member. She is the only founding member left, meaning this is basically as much her business as mine. So she gets to make decisions based on what the group needs and like logo wise and things like that. So Ilara, what do you want to see with the upcoming Galaxy Kids? Like, what's your vision?
Okay, so my vision is that they have to be kind, they have to listen, no hitting, no fighting, none of that, and plus no cursing. And if you're like, because like, for example, if you're Christian, you do not curse, right? I'm not sure about Muslims, but yeah, so. But like, you have to respect other people's religions. You can't say, oh, you're Muslim, you're going to ATLL. No, you can't say that. God will not like that. Allah won't like that, but hey.
Okay. So
respect other people's religion. If you don't respect it, you're out the group. Thank you.
Okay. So what are some of the strategies you will have to getting kids to want to join the group?
Let's see. Maybe like not like what, like not every Friday, but or no, actually, like I've not every Saturday though, but like any Saturday we could like go out somewhere to eat. Yeah, to eat. Everyone likes food.
And that's how you will get more kids to join the group?
Yeah, who doesn't like free food? Even though the dog gotta pay.
True, but for those who don't know, Ilara actually has a Galaxy Girl website where you can purchase her merchandise from. Also, well, she doesn't know this, but I'm telling her now, I'm creating a brand for her, which is going to be her merchandise, and it's going to be based on specifically her. So we're going to come up with like a quote for her and things like that. And we're going to sell it on the website at a very special price. We're going to have a very special promo for it. And all proceeds will go directly to her. So, what advice do you have for kids that want to follow their dreams?
Okay, so if you want to, for example, if you want to be a teacher, you have to do good in school and make sure you go after your dreams and make sure you don't get the job you don't want to have, because if you don't get the job you want to have, you're going to be complaining. So, like, me, I want to have a lot of jobs, but the thing is that I'm only one person, so, yeah. But don't worry, it's all in God's hands. Or all our hands, or whatever you want to put it.
So, you're 12, but when you get older, about 18, what do you see yourself doing as your first job?
Okay, so, like, you know how you have to buy a house, right? Yeah, exactly. You're gonna have to pay more. You have to work extra hard to keep the house. So basically, I want to build my own house. So instead of me paying mortgage, if people want to live with me, they have to pay me the money. For, like, it's only gonna cost $5. I'm not that expensive, but hey, smart.
So you want to charge people $5 to live at your house?
Yes, $5.
But
that's so cheap. Like, that's you're acting like I'm asking for $10,000 a month or a year. No, I'm asking for $5 a year. $5.
So this is my thing. When you get older, because clearly right now you don't understand the money and rent and mortgage and repairs that you're probably going to have to do for your house. And you're talking about building your own house, so you're going to have to pay for that too.
Yes, exactly.
So I think, this is just my advice, I think if you're going to have people rent from you, because that's what it's called, you should have it start at least
$1,200. $1,200? Why $1,200? Yes.
Because depending on where your house is, it's going to help you pay for whatever mortgage you have to pay.
But I'm not buying the house. I'm building my own house.
Yeah, but you still have to buy the materials and buy the land to build your house on.
True. Wait, I'm getting a call. Be right back.
So, that is Ilara, and as you can see, she's a very ambitious young woman. She is a founding member of the Galaxy Girls, and it's just been something like that that's been good for her. But we have her back here now.
Yeah.
So, Ilara, tell me about bullying.
Oh. Like, bullying is not a good thing. You might seem cooler when you're friends, which is not really cool. I'm not sure it says that in the Bible. So, like, yeah. But bullying is not being cool. You're just being mean to. You're just being mean to someone that might lead to, you know. I'm not sure if you know Aubie Wyatt or Michaela Brewster. They used to get bullied a lot. And Aubie Wyatt was 13 and Michaela Brewster was 12. And you know what happened? They passed away during, like they didn't have no, like, they kept getting bullied. So, like, they kind of, you know. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it could lead to that.
Okay. So
no bullying. It could always lead to being, you know, in heaven. Or, yeah.
Yes, yes. So basically what she is saying, everybody, is that you don't know how bullying will affect somebody. Like, if Ilara bullies somebody, that kid might find it funny and might just laugh about it. But if she bullies another person, that kid might do something that we don't want that kid to do. But as you can see, Ilara is very capable of having an adult conversation. And she's a very smart girl. So definitely make sure you guys follow her on her TikTok. That is on the Galaxy, at the Galaxy Girls. It's right there on the screen. And it's also on Instagram, the very same name. So Ilara, my final question for you before we get out of here is,
school related?
No, it's not school related. When are you going to be doing your next Galaxy Girls event?
It gotta be somewhere in the summer, or like probably like July. So yeah,
probably July.
Okay. Yeah, July.
Okay. Well, what she doesn't know, that's actually going to be happening sooner, because I'm going to show her, well, I'm going to show all of you guys this little piece of paper here.
What's that piece
of paper? This is a certificate saying that the Galaxy Girls, Ilara's group, officially has funding from the city of New York City. So congratulations to you, meaning what that means is your group is officially a business and it's officially an after-school program where kids just like Ilara can come, they'll have snack time, homework help, dance practice, and
singing practice, drama practice.
Singing practice. And what Ilara does not know is that she will be very active when it comes to that. So she's going to be very part of that. Even though she's not an adult, I'm going to let her help with decision making with that. Also, what she does not know is the after school program is located at a school where I used to work at and that she's been to. It was a school in the Bronx, MS-45, where my students chased her around the school throughout the hallway. So I'm pretty sure you remember that.
Oh, yes, I do. All right. So, yeah.
So before we get out of here, you have any questions for me?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question?
So, about the after school program? I know who's gonna help? Do you need more teachers? So, like, how are you gonna hire, like, what teachers are you gonna get for, like, you know, the after school program?
So, with the after school program, you are actually going to help me pick the teachers that work there. So we're gonna put out, I got another announcement for you guys. Ilara is actually going to be in her first movie. So her first movie as well. The movie is called Embers, where she will be acting as, about to find the picture.
Like a real life movie, I'm gonna be on a movie set. I'm gonna meet some famous actors like that.
Yes, yes, yes. Give me a second.
Pinky promise, don't be lying. You know, God, I know you're a Christian. God don't like liars.
Yes, God don't like liars, but no.
Be truthful. All right.
Here is the flyer. I'm gonna put it on screen in a second. But yes, Ilara will play in the movie. The movie is called Embers, and Ilara will play the main character. The main character's name is Amelia. Ilara will play the main character Amelia in this movie, and it's a horror slash thriller slash fantasy movie. Basically, the girl is trying to find herself. She has the power to control the sun and the moon, and she's just being pulled in many different directions. So, but as I said, that's what's going to be happening with Ilara, and stay tuned for the future of the Galaxy Girls and the Galaxy Kids, and the future is bright for all of them. So just remember that Ilara, without her, there would be no Galaxy Girls. So
Or
here's a
without
bit of it.
Estella.
Well, without Estella, there would be no Galaxy Girls. But also, with that being said, this is my advice to you, Ilara. So, as you get older, everything is not going to be the same. You're going to lose friends. You're going to not like the same people you liked before, and things will happen. But one thing that will remain constant in your life is that you will always have me, you will always have Miss Shelley, and you will always be a Galaxy Girl. So from now until you're 50, you'll always be a Galaxy Girl. So, do you want to say something to the people before we go?
So, you have to be at least for the Galaxy Kids. No More Galaxy Girls is not just about girls and it's about kids. And fun fact, someone that I know for a really long time, when he gets a little older, he's gonna be joining the group. It's a he. So he'll be the first member. Well, the sec well, first and second member, if you know what I mean. So I'm not gonna tell you who it is, but he already knows who it is. So lips are zipped until he's, a little older. I'm not gonna say anything. He knows, I know. Yeah, so
Okay.
lips zipped. I ain't gonna say anything. Y'all gotta figure it out.
Okay. So, for those of you who want your kids to join the Galaxy Kids, you can reach out to me on their TikTok or mostly their Instagram, the Galaxy at the Galaxy Girls.
It's called
And I'll
Kids.
the name of the social media is the Galaxy Girls. So if you want to reach out to me and get information about what you need to do to get your kid in the group, just reach out to me there, or you can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, and Facebook and Instagram at No Cap the Podcast. But once again, Ilara, thank you for being on the show. We definitely have to get you back to be on the show again. Thank you for being on the show. You got anything, any last words to say?
Oh, yeah, I do. So, okay, I'm gonna tell you the age group, because you have to be at least 7 and a half to join the Galaxy Kids. And for you, Mr. Toy, you gotta change the name right after this podcast. You have to change it to the Galaxy Kids and my Galaxy Girls. It can't be just girls, it gotta be kids too.
Okay.
And yeah, I'll text you personally more, okay? So
Okay.
have a fun time as a kid, because the next thing you know, you're already paying bills. Make sure you enjoy yourself as a kid, because I know you don't want to grow up and pay no bills. You want to, you know, you want to continue to have fun, even though as an adult, you could have fun on your day off, which is rarely ever a day off. So, fingers crossed, when you get older and you have a job, you get a day off, or a few days, or a few weeks off of work. So fingers crossed, guys. Okay, bye.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great night.
Or a great day.